Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The February issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife on newsstands now offers readers an insightful article highlighting the plight of a vanishing Texas prairie. Managing editor Louis Bond.
Texas is home to 12 million acres of gently rolling land called Blackland Prairie, or it was at one time, which we visit in the February issue. Pioneers called the Blackland soil nooner soil because it was often too gummy to plow in the morning and hard as concrete by mid-afternoon. But Blackland Prairie can also be beautiful, as writer Henry Chappell discovered when he visited a rare 110-acre parcel that was chest deep in a riot of wildflowers. Unfortunately, due to grazing and the success of the cotton crop, Blackland Prairie is the most rare and endangered habitat in Texas, if not in all of North America. As much as 98% of it is gone. As author Mark White says, if we think of the Blackland Prairie as a person, all that we have left is the sliver of a fingernail.
The February issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now, or you can subscribe to this monthly publication. Find out how at passporttotexas.org. While you're there, you'll also find a link to more information about the Blackland Prairie. That's our show. We record our series in Austin, Texas at the Production Block Studios. Our engineer is Joel Block. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.